It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today in Your Health, we'll ask if skin cancer is really on the rise. Melanoma, the deadliest form of skin cancer, is diagnosed twice as often as it was just 20 years ago. But some doctors say this may not signal an epidemic of melanoma. Instead, it could be an epidemic of skin biopsies. NPR's Patty Naiman has this report.
Chris Uecker never expected to be diagnosed with melanoma, especially at age 33.
I remember exactly what I was doing. I was sitting actually in my home office.
On a hot day in July, 5 years ago, her mother was with her. She and her husband had just become parents for the first time, and her doctor was calling with results of a biopsy from a mole on her leg.
I think he might have asked if I was able to talk and in a good place, and of course, you know, my heart started skipping.
Uecker was not high risk for melanoma. She had no family history of the disease. She was not fair-skinned and had always protected herself from the sun with sunscreen.
He said the good news is that we've caught it very early and that we're going to go back in for a deep and wide incision and that, you know, had a very good prognosis of a full recovery and so forth. But all I could hear was that I have cancer.
After that day in July, the sun became Uecker's enemy. She stopped horseback riding, swimming, boating. Her life became a frightening routine of biopsies and surgeries.
It seemed as though every time I went to see the oncologist, he would look me over and find a funny-looking freckle or a funny-looking mole.
And then she'd be referred back to her dermatologist for another biopsy, which was once again sent to the lab.
Then it would come back as some type of diagnosis that would require a follow-up procedure, and then based on my history, I would have to have a wide incision.
Over 5 years, Uecker had surgeries to remove parts of her calf, her back, her temple, her toe, all to stop or prevent melanoma. She wanted a second child, but doctors recommended otherwise. The cancer might spread or even metastasize to the fetus.
I was 33 years old then, and my life was kind of, I feel like it just sort of froze. And all the dreams I had built and hoping to have more than one child seemed suddenly impossible. And then on top of that was the fear that now I have this wonderful little girl who's going to be an only child, and probably I'm going to die, and, you know, she's going to be alone.
So Uecker and her husband decided to take a chance and have another baby. Luckily, her pregnancy was fine, her baby healthy. Then what Uecker calls her lottery ticket came along. It started with a routine visit to the oncologist, who sent her back to the dermatologist for another biopsy.
And he seemed hesitant about doing the biopsy.
He asked Uecker to sit down. He brought in her charts. Then the question, how would she feel about a second opinion on her case?
And at first I couldn't quite understand what he was talking about. I was kind of registering it with a second opinion on a biopsy on a mole. Well, that's ridiculous given the fact that I have melanoma. Why wouldn't you? And then I realized he was talking about my whole case.
2 weeks later, Uecker got the second opinion. She never had melanoma. She couldn't believe it.
You know, in my mind, you're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. You either have cancer or you don't have cancer. And how can you make such a big mistake?
For the second opinion, Uecker's biopsies were sent to the University of California, San Francisco, to be examined by pathologists who specialize in skin disease.
Yeah, it's really common.
Today, seven doctors sit around a table, all scrutinizing a biopsy through a central microscope with over a dozen separate eyepieces, which lets them all look at the same thing at the same time. This team reads over 150,000 biopsies and skin excisions every year. Dermatopathologist Philip Lebois says about 10% of all skin biopsies are difficult to diagnose. In one study, pathologists completely disagreed on two-thirds of the difficult cases they examined. Lebois.
I think there's more disagreement about moles and melanoma than other kinds of cancers. The other kinds of cancers don't have as many tricks up their sleeve as the cells that turn into moles and melanomas do.
One of those tricks, benign cells can appear like melanoma with dark inner nuclei. Another trick, the pattern of cells can be deceptive. On top of that, Lebois says biopsies are often taken a lot sooner than with other cancers, meaning the cancer is in earlier stages of growth and therefore more difficult to diagnose.
So we have very early cancers in the skin that are detected at a stage where they're only a few millimeters across, whereas even with things like breast cancer, they're seldom detected before they're at least a centimeter and sometimes 2 centimeters across.
Which means doctors may be catching cancers earlier and curing them, but maybe not. In a recent study, epidemiologist Gilbert Welch of the Department of Veterans Affairs found that doctors performed 2.5 times more biopsies in 2001 than 14 years earlier. And he found the number of biopsies diagnosed as melanoma grew at about the same rate. But there was no corresponding increase in biopsies showing later stage melanoma or in deaths from melanoma. Welch says that suggests doctors are diagnosing melanoma when there's no cancer or when the cancer would never have become deadly.
Whenever we look for cancers in people who have died from something else, we find small, quote, clinically insignificant cancers, cancers that people have lived with, they haven't died from. And that reservoir of cancer is something that we're just beginning to tap now as we look harder and harder for cancer.
For example, prostate cancer is often found on autopsy, but it didn't cause the patient's death and might never even have been diagnosed. Doctors are finding similar cases among breast and lung cancers. That's why Welch worries that yearly melanoma screening without a reason for concern might be leading to lots of biopsies and turning lots of healthy people into patients like Chris Uecker.
I can look back now and see that I suffered a pretty deep depression in the sense that I lost myself in it, the person that I was and the person that carefree and just, you know, I became afraid of dying.
Does all this mean don't bother with melanoma screening? It turns out that none of the leading cancer groups or government health officials recommend routine screening. The American Academy of Dermatology only recommends an exam if you notice something changing, growing, or bleeding on your skin. The American Cancer Society suggests periodic general checkups, but doesn't recommend annual skin checks for everybody. Practicing dermatologists say high-risk individuals should be screened, but their opinions differ on when it should start and how often it should happen. High risk means a family history of melanoma, being fair-skinned with blue eyes, red hair, or people who got a lot of sun and sunburns, especially as kids. Florida dermatologist James Spencer says lots of people are in that last category.
I will bet you anything that your grandmother did not lie out by the pool in a bikini with baby oil on, and there's a real good chance that her granddaughter did at some point in the teenage years.
The precautions are clear. Don't roast in the sun. Use sunscreen, wear a hat, and no tanning beds. Interestingly, Spencer says cutting off moles you've always had is not protective. Moles should be examined and possibly removed if they've changed in shape, color, or size. Patty Namond, NPR News.